Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We've got an eye on the White House right now, where Bernie Sanders is meeting with President Obama. Perhaps we will find out more about Sanders' next steps now that Hillary Clinton has amassed the delegates she needs to claim the Democratic nomination for president. The president of the United States talked with Jimmy Fallon yesterday for a Tonight Show segment that is set to air later tonight. And Fallon asked President Obama about what he was going to say to Bernie Sanders.
The main role I'm going to be playing in this process is to remind the American people that this is a serious job.
Joining us now is NPR congressional correspondent Elsa Chang, who is also keeping an eye on the White House. Hi, Elsa.
Hi there.
And they've been in there for a little less than an hour at this point. Any idea of what's been said? We saw the images of them walking along the side of the White House. They looked like they were having a good time.
Right. I think we counted two back slaps along that walk through the colonnade. Right. There's been so much speculation, but the main message that White House officials have been transmitting so far is that the president is going to give Sanders the space to decide on his own, his timing of when to get out of this race. You know, that Sanders has earned the right to make his own decision about how to wind down his campaign. And the White House has tried to be very respectful of the movement Sanders has inspired. You know, the president has been mindful about not officially endorsing Clinton before this meeting with Sanders today, because they get it. They get that a tremendous and extraordinary amount of personal and collective investment goes into a campaign like this, all that energy and emotion. And it's not something you just tell someone to shut down right now.
But do you expect President Obama after this meeting to come out and endorse Hillary Clinton at some point today, or will that come later, do you think?
We do expect the president to endorse Clinton as soon as this week. I don't know if it's going to be today, but that endorsement should be pretty imminent.
Is there an expectation that Sanders will drop out of the race before the primary in Washington, D.C. for the Democrats, which is next week?
Right. So far, there's no real indication that that is his plan. Sanders has made it very clear repeatedly that he intends to remain in this race through the Democratic National Convention in July. He's holding a rally tonight in D.C. in anticipation of next week's primary here. And this week he's been sending out fundraising emails. This past Tuesday night, when Clinton had claimed the Democratic nomination, you know, the first woman ever to do so, Sanders didn't really dwell on the historical nature of that moment. Instead, he vowed to stay in the race. He rallied his supporters to stay by his side. So, yeah, by all appearances, he's proceeding full steam ahead in this race.
Well, and I get the sense from listening to what some of his supporters are saying that part of that is about just keeping this message alive, the message of his campaign about income inequality and the, you know, the 1% and Wall Street and the power that they have, keeping it alive as long as possible so that going into the convention, the Clinton campaign is forced to really take those issues on right up front.
That's certainly key here. You know, a lot of his supporters say the longer that Sanders stays in this race, the longer Clinton will have to pay attention to what that progressive wing of the Democratic Party wants. However, on the flip side, you know, Sanders is in a position when he returns to the Senate to be a power player, to be someone potentially at the table when it comes to reshaping the policy priorities of the Democratic Party. But how influential his role will be in the Senate in many ways depends on how he conducts himself over the next few weeks or months, how he gracefully and how generously he exits this campaign. I've talked to a number of Senate Democratic colleagues of his who say that how they receive Sanders when he comes back to the chamber will totally depend on these next few weeks. You know, many of them are watching, will he be a team player? Will he be someone who can unite the party behind Clinton? Will he call on his supporters to believe in her? And if he can bridge that divide, if he can help them defeat Donald Trump, of course his staff and clout in the Senate will rise. He could really have a seat at the table when it comes to policy priorities like income equality and like climate change and college affordability. However, if he goes into this July convention and tries to flip superdelegates who plan to vote for Clinton, this is something his campaign says they are planning to do, at least thus far, that will cause some ill will
Well, and in fact, the one senator who had endorsed Bernie Sanders, Jeff Merkley of the state of Oregon, has now come out and said, we have our nominee and it's important for Senator Sanders to link arms with Secretary Clinton. There's another very big power player in the Senate, and that's Senator Elizabeth Warren. Is she going to play a key role because she's so loved by the left in this country in bridging this gap between the two?
She's considered to be someone who has absolutely a key role in bridging that divide, whether or not she's actually named as a presidential pick for Clinton. She's a powerhouse fundraiser. She can rally that progressive wing of the Democratic Party. She talks about the same issues that Bernie Sanders has been talking about. She will play a pivotal role in this campaign.
That's NPR congressional correspondent Elsa Chang as we watch what's going on at the White House, where Bernie Sanders is meeting right now with President Obama. Elsa, thanks.
You're welcome.